Democrat Jared Golden confident Congress could override Trump veto on Confederate military bases. By Sean Moran on July 6, 2020. Representative Jared Golden, DME, said on Sunday that he is confident that Republicans and Democrats could override President Donald Trump's potential veto of a defense bill that would rename military bases named after Confederate generals. The House and Senate Armed Services Committees both approved versions of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, that would rename military bases named after Confederate generals. President Donald Trump promised last week to veto the NDAA if it contains a provision to rename America's military bases. Golden, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, said, "There is such unanimous bipartisan consensus on this issue. I don't know why he would bother to pick that fight. But he did. I'm confident Democrats and Republicans in Congress would step up and do the right thing on this act. We just can't afford to have things like flags, names of ships, names of bases distracting them from the mission, and from taking care of one another," he added. The Senate Armed Services Committee approved Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA amendment to the NDAA in June, which called for the removal of all names, symbols, displays, monuments, and paraphernalia that honor or commemorate the Confederate States of America from all assets of the Department of Defense. Golden's Republican opponent, Adrienne Bennett, told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that the left should stop trying to erase America's heritage by taking down statues. She said, "This should be a time to celebrate our history, our independence. What is happening instead is the radical left is trying to erase our history and tear down our statues. They want to redefine who we are, and they're trying to do that by erasing our past. I have got to applaud President Trump for his executive order protecting our statues. The violence, the rioting in our country, has to be reined in. What does it say throughout the country that riots and destruction are being allowed? That people aren't allowed to sit in our car and watch fireworks? It's crazy," she added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.